While porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PEDV, is certainly having a substantial impact on U.S. pork production, it has so far resulted in very few obstacles for exports of U.S. pork. As Paul Clayton, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Export Services, explains, PEDV poses no threat to food safety and is not a reportable disease under World Organization for Animal Health guidelines.
Well, certainly the PEDV virus has been something that's very tragic for our U.S. swine producers. It is a disease that mainly affects very young pigs. It is not a food safety concern. Through our food safety control mechanisms in the United States, both commercially and with the Food Safety Inspection Service of USDA, it would not be transferred through the meat at all. In addition, it's not a reportable disease for the World Animal Health Organization, or the OIE, so countries should not react to that at all. However, we're watching that very closely.
To date, no major importers of U.S. pork have imposed new trade restrictions related to PEDV. Uzbekistan recently announced a 90-day suspension of imports of U.S. pork, but the United States exported only 19 metric tons of pork to Uzbekistan last year. Last week, Costa Rica suspended imports of U.S. pork casings due to PEDV, but has not indicated that it will restrict imports of pork muscle cuts or any other U.S. pork products.
We have seen a couple of our very small markets react. With Uzbekistan, we're not really sure what their reasoning for banning the United States. Some of the smaller countries do that, I guess they're not really understand the disease in full. The other country was Costa Rica, and they banned casings or the intestines of the animals.
Last year, U.S. pork and pork variety meat exports to Costa Rica totaled 4,134 metric tons, valued at $12.9 million. For AgNet West, I'm Taylor Hillman.